Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, and welcome to episode 300 of the Bacon Podcast. This podcast started November 1st, 2014, so less than 30 days from now, it's going to be 3 years old. And it's been a long and crazy trip, but it's been fantastic. I've loved every single minute of it, and I'm looking forward to what's going to happen next. First and foremost, I want to thank you. When I first started this podcast, I had like 100 listens. Now it's in the thousands, getting close to tens of thousands every single month. So I really appreciate your attention. I appreciate your feedback and your commitment to constantly listen. If you have any ideas of topics that you'd like, simply send me an email at askbrian@b2b-im.com. I would love to cover it. And if you have a great guest that you'd like to recommend who would offer some great insight to people, that's really what this is about. So when I started this podcast, I actually came back from a conference and I saw this incredible presentation by a guy named Scott Smith, who was on the podcast a long time ago. And he was a podcaster. And I was like, wow, this is going to be amazing because my life's blood is all about audio production, video production. I've been in that since I was a little kid. And so this is my favorite way of creating great content and communicating with a larger audience. So I want to talk about today five things that I've learned over the course of 300 episodes. And these are five things that have literally changed me and my business, and hopefully they've made a difference in your life and your business as well. So the first thing I want to talk about is relationships. And yes, I appreciate your relationship, your willingness to listen to this. But I've also learned that relationships are the currency of business. And that means that we're not really selling things or services to people. What we're selling people is achievement, is goals, is outcomes. And what you have to do is really get to know people and figure out specifically what their needs are and how you can solve their problems. The other part of the relationship side of this story is every Wednesday I have a guest expert interview. And when I first started the podcast, I had a limited amount of guest experts. And these were people who I'd met at conferences by going out and actually flying out of state and helping out or speaking or whatever. And when I called them up because they met me in person or I helped them with their presentation or whatever at those conferences, they said, yeah, I'd love to be on your podcast. And that's how I get the great guests that I know. Now, I get tons and tons of people saying, I have a great guest for you. And what these people are podcast brokers. They've never listened to the podcast. I had one person actually go on and give a review. It's a great podcast. And then tried to pitch me somebody who had absolutely nothing to do with online marketing or small business. It was just a business coach who had a great book. Okay, that's not a topic. If I interviewed everybody with a book, this would be one of the most boring podcasts out there. I want to know and like and trust people who actually do what they're teaching and not just people that are blabbing out something that they've learned from a book or a webinar or something like that. I want to know that these people talk the talk and walk the walk. And that's why the guests on this show are so good, is because they are people that I've been able to work with or see them in action and know that they're going to provide great content. The second piece of the puzzle is exactly that. Provide great content. So when I'm putting this thing together, I'm thinking about, okay, what's happening in my business? And what would my audience like to learn? What could possibly help them grow from where they're at now to where they want to be? And that content has to be something that offers some kind of actionable item or a solution, or maybe just a change in mindset. And trust me, I've had to come up with over 150 topics. And then I find guests with additional topics, maybe they're complementary or different, on subjects that I think people would want to hear about. So having that content every single week is hard. It's hard to come up with that many different topics. Most people, they're lucky if they do it for a year. As a matter of fact, I'm working on my new website and I put together a list of a whole bunch of podcasts that I've been on. And a lot of these podcasts just don't exist anymore. They ended in 2015, 2016, what have you. So doing that is incredibly important. The next thing is consistency, all right? If you constantly do it the same day, roughly the same time, every single week, then people will tend to pay attention more. If this randomly came out Monday or Wednesday or Friday or once every 2 weeks or once a month and then three in 1 week and stuff like that, people would not know what to expect. So consistency in messaging is incredibly important. Make sure that you've got a great schedule set up so when you're creating content, you can deliver it on a regular basis. Now, I know people that will write 10 blogs and line them up like planes coming into an airport. But the bottom line is they release them on the same date, roughly the same time, so that people know when it's coming, because people look for those kind of things. It's very similar to what I do on my Facebook personal page with my quote of the day and my caption contest. As a matter of fact, when I don't put up a caption contest, people say, "Hey dude, are you all right? What's going on? Where's the caption contest?" And occasionally I'll be at a conference or, you know, away from a computer where I just can't do it. So that consistency is incredibly important. The other thing that I've learned is you learn by teaching. So when I'm sitting here coming up with these concepts and writing the content for each one of these podcasts, which eventually turn into blogs, which eventually turn into courses and maybe even books, every time I teach something, I learn something because I'm organizing my thoughts. I'm organizing content in a way that's going to help people understand it better. And by executing this podcast, it's helping me to visualize and verbalize the concepts that I'm trying to bring across to you. How to do more with Facebook, how to build a better website, how to create great content marketing, why check Google Analytics, all of those things. It's learning as you go. And I know these things and I do it for myself, but verbalizing it in a way that's going to be beneficial and understandable by a large audience. Some people have never touched Google Analytics, or other people are experts. I have to make sure that I cover the bases so that everybody gets something out of it. And the final piece of this puzzle is every time you create content, it is always about your audience, not about you. And that's why I entitled my book, "It's Not About You, It's About Bacon." Bacon stands for Building Authentic Connections Online Networking. So it's really about understanding who your audience is, where they're at, what are their problems, what's keeping them up at night, and then providing them with great information and maybe a simple solution or maybe a complex solution. Obviously, in 10 minutes, you can't do an extensive training, but you can give away enough that people will learn something. So one last time, I want to thank you for your consistency in listening to this, for support of the podcast, and I hope that you get a lot out of it, and I would love to hear your comments and feedback and provide you with another 300 great episodes. So again, send those questions to askbrian@b2b-im.com. And if you want to learn more about what I do, just search Brian Basilico. It's BrianBasilico on Google. You'll find all of my websites and all of the content I produce. Talk soon.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.